Kavika Burgess, Chief Operating Officer for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, said partial residential development in Kaka'ako Makai would help OHA establish a sustainable revenue stream. But House Ocean Marine Resources and Hawaiian Affairs Committee Chair Faye Hanohano said OHA should reconsider its proposal and ask the state for cash.
I think it would come out better than challenging all these Kaka'ako Makai. I mean, to me, it's not even worth the fight because these are field lands. These are marshlands. So for me, it's like we really should go back to the table. Go negotiate for monies and go negotiate for at least one piece of land on each island.
OHA received 9 Kaka'ako Makai parcels from the state in 2012, valued at $200 million to settle back rent from ceded lands. The current appraised value of the land is $193 million. Chief Operating Officer Burgess said residential property development is the key.
We do believe that if we're able to incorporate those uses, that we'll be able to generate revenues. You know, we're currently generating just $1 million a year. We'd like to generate closer to 14 to 16 million to fund our programs and services for Native Hawaiians.
But Tom Iwai, a member of Friends of Kewalo, says he supports Representative Hanohano's proposal to renegotiate for a cash settlement.
OHA was aware beforehand about the no residential development in Kaka'ako Makai. Now they're asking for an exemption, which has inadvertently or advertently on purpose really upset the community. With all the development occurring on Kaka'ako Mauka, we need more open space, not less.
Juanita Mahi Ena'ena Brown Kawamoto, who is more than one half Native Hawaiian, says she also supports a renegotiated cash settlement so OHA can focus on its primary mission.
We don't need land. We need to be cash solvent so that we can really get our people ready for real governance to happen. But, you know, the ignorance of it all is the fact that, hello, we have to spend money to make money. If you get cash right now, we can spend the money on the goal we started off with from day one.
Kawamoto says education is the top priority because it leads to everything. Hanohano says she would shepherd the OHA bills in the coming months as possible vehicles for a renegotiation. But she said the host culture, Hawaiians, are mistreated in their homeland and given the crumbs. The governor, Hanohano says, can right these wrongs.
If the Kiaana so claims he just loves Native Hawaiians, well, let's see where his love is at. Okay, this concludes the Committee of Ocean Marine Resources and Hawaiian Affairs. Aloha.
OHA currently receives $15 million annually from public land revenue, which does not come from the state general fund. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.